This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana Statehouse. I'm Sue Lincoln.
We have to err on the side of life and give that baby a voice.
A bill to require keeping a pregnant woman on life support until her child's birth is headed to conference committee. Thursday, the House rejected a Senate-added amendment that would let the woman's family make the final decision.
90 yeas and no nays in the amendment stand rejected.
Earlier this week, New Orleans Senator J.P. Morrell argued for taking the family's decision into account.
We're talking about having the government tell the family, you can't make the decision what happens to your family member. The government's going to make the decision for you.
But the bill's author, New Orleans Representative Austin Badon, says it's not the government deciding, it's the doctor.
It is strictly based upon a consultation with a medical professional who makes that decision.
Badon says his bill is based on a recent Texas case where the pregnant woman's husband wanted her taken off life support. He sees that as murdering the baby.
Under many state laws, he is now committing feticide because he is killing that baby. What I'm simply asking is that we do everything possible to maintain life and to save that child.
Based on the narrow Senate vote for approval of the family decision amendment, it's likely that Badon will get his way in conference committee. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.